If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Karen Finney, senior spokeswoman for the Hillary Clinton campaign. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I am a little dazed, a little bewildered, a little...
scared?
I am a scared...
You weren't watching the Republican convention, were you?
Is it inappropriate to ask the senior spokeswoman for the Clinton campaign to spoon me this morning? I am scared, Karen.
Yeah, it was dark. It was a dark. We've been in a dark place.
It is midnight in America. Yes,
that's right. That's exactly right. And you know the thing about it. So I was actually in Cleveland the first couple of days, and what struck me was, you know, usually, I mean, I'm about to go to next week my seventh convention, and usually it is, you know, it's 4 days of laying out a story about here's our vision for the country. You may disagree, but instead it was bash Hillary, bash Hillary, bash Hillary. Everything's awful. Immigrants are awful. Brown people are. I mean, it just went
Karen,
on and on.
They presumably had a theme every night, right? Wasn't it Monday's the economy, which translated to we hate Hillary? Tuesday was keep America safe, which translates
again. It was make America work.
Right.
And not a single, I think one person talked about jobs. That's it.
Yeah. No, I have to say, were you even surprised at the over the top Hillary bashing? I mean, I just think once again, they've overplayed their hand.
I think they have. I think you're right that they've overplayed their hand. I was a little bit surprised because the tone was so ugly and harsh. And I would have thought that, you know, because conventions are not just about who's sitting in the room, it's about the audience that's watching. And right. If I was somebody sitting at home watching and I was an undecided, what I learned in the past 4 days is that the Republican Party is very divisive, very much wants us to be very afraid, and there's only one man who can save us.
Right.
Now, that's not, you know, if I'm trying to figure out how to send my kids to college, or if I'm concerned about my pension, what does that do for me? That doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
So That was surprised that it went that far over the top.
Yeah, Karen, it gave America, I think, the vision of what a Trump administration would be like. It's just angry, chaos, you know, almost like a lynch mob. I mean, just the chanting and the, I mean, it really was, even for me, like I was, you know, it's hard to have the bar any lower when Donald Trump is the nominee, but I mean, how many people just this week did the Secret Service have to visit? That said, I mean, you know, that Hillary Clinton should be shot for treason. She should be hung for treason on the Mall. I mean, and these are people in the Trump advisors. These are not fringe people.
That's right. Well, and one is a sitting member of Congress. And, I mean, people, you know, chanting. I mean, we won't even touch the irony of, you know, Chris Christie chanting lock her up when he is facing pretty significant allegations. Whereas, you know, the FBI has basically said, okay, this is over, when it comes to Hillary, it was just the vitriol and the anger at, you know, but this is the thing, you know, this has been the Trump campaign all along. It's, you know, it's always those people are the reason for your troubles. Now, I heard him talk about, you know, African Americans and Latinos and women. I have never seen anything that would suggest that any of what he said is true. You know, and I think that's going to be a huge contrast between this week and what you're going to see next week, whereas, you know, we heard a lot about Donald Trump, why he's so wonderful, he's going to save us, but no specifics, no ideas, no new ideas.
Right.
He
has a 100% approval rating with people that he shares genetic material with, but...
But then, you know, what we're looking ahead to for our convention is, you know, you're going to hear from a lot of people, different people from all over this country who, you know, represent different challenges that we're facing. Some of them have, you know, worked on ways to address those issues in their own communities. You will have, you know, these wonderful women, the mothers of the movement, Lucy McBath and Sabrina Fulton, Trayvon Martin's mother, who have, as they would say, you know, they have turned their mourning into a movement. And they're going to talk about, you know, what they're, why they're so active this cycle and why it's so important to vote. So you're going to hear a lot more, I think, inspiration about, yes, we've got challenges, but we've got an amazing country with amazing people who are, many of whom are already working hard to try to, you know, solve these problems. Mm-hmm. Let's learn from those good ideas.
And Karen, so that, you know, it feels to me, you know, like certainly after this terrifying week and this terrifying speech last night that, you know, we're going into Philadelphia pretty united. Bernie Sanders live tweeted last night. I'm sure you saw that. And he didn't hold back. He didn't hesitate to say Trump was wrong, called him a hypocrite. He asked hard-hitting questions. He went as far as to agree with Ted Cruz. He shunned the idea that his followers need Trump for anything. And he didn't let Trump get away with climate change denial. Senator Sanders speaks Monday along with the First Lady, right?
Yep, that's the plan.
Yeah. Now, has Michelle Obama been talking to Melania Trump's speechwriters to get some ideas?
I don't think their speechwriters have. I do not believe they've talked. I don't think Michelle needs to. I think she's pretty good on her own.
You think she's got this? Yeah.
I think she's got this. You know, I mean, but, and that's the thing. The other part of what we're able to do this week coming up in our convention is talk about President Obama and Michelle Obama and celebrate not just the history of the first African-American president and African-American first family, but what he's accomplished. And granted, there's more that needs to get done, but we'll be talking about those issues too. And I think one of the biggest things that I think is really important is, you know, you are going to learn, I hope people will learn some things about Hillary that they may not know in terms of the work that she's done throughout her life. But what you'll find is time and again, it was about, okay, how do we increase survivor benefits for, you know, for our military families? How do we make sure kids have, if we can't get health care reform, how do, can we at least get health care reform for kids? How do we, you know, in Arkansas, yeah. They needed a neonatal center. Okay, she was 8 months pregnant, got on a plane, and flew up to New York to get a bond so they could start a neonatal center in Arkansas.
Right.
Point being, it's, you know, this is somebody who has worked to solve problems and help people. You're not going to hear, and I don't think you're going to hear any kind of, you know, I don't think we're using any smoke either. I noticed that was a popular there with Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
You know, you're not.
Oh, there's no fog machine? Darn it.
Sorry, no.
Oh, come on, Karen.
Well, they're all in Cleveland right now, and I just don't think we can get one in time.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned all the Secretary Clinton's work. I mean, I just, she must have the thickest skin in the world. I'm sure you've talked to her this week. I can't imagine what it's like to, you know, regardless of what you think of Hillary Clinton, has devoted her life to public service to watch, you know, Chachi tweet something calling her the C word and an underwear model calling the president a Muslim and this lock her up and the, you know, all the people seriously threatening violence. I mean,
it's terrible.
Yeah.
You know what? It's interesting. You know, when she was First Lady, she read a lot about Eleanor Roosevelt and that kind of was who wrote herself about, you know, she was a first lady who took a lot of guff. And it, you know, it really gave her inspiration. And, you know, from that, she has kind of developed that, you know, you got to have a rhinoceros skin to be in politics, but also that, okay, you take it seriously, but not personally. Now, I think this week, there's not much that we needed to take seriously because it just wasn't serious.
Right.
But yeah, she's, you know, she's got to, and you know, if they're attacking you that hard, they must be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You must be doing something right.
Right. Well, I mean, barely the only people that said anything good about Trump that they could find, I guess, are his kids. And other than that, it was all Hillary bad. Mm-hmm. That was basically the theme of their entire convention. And I think you're right. We're going to see such a sharp contrast, aren't we, next week?
I think we will. And look, they talked more about Hillary than they did about Trump, quite frankly, which, you know, I would have thought they would want to use that time to say more about, you know, again, what does he want to, how is he going to accomplish these things? It's just going to be great. Okay, but how are we going to get there?
Right. By the way, a great job on the ads. The ones with the kids watching all the Trump statements, fantastic. And then I just love basically trolling them with all the great things they've said about Hillary. You know, whether it's Chris Christie or Donald Trump himself or Mitch McConnell. I mean, it is insane, right? I mean, they are all on record as talking about how terrific she is. I mean, it's hilarious.
Yeah, our team did a great job with that and really had some fun with that to try to, you know, keep them honest.
Could I ask Karen a question?
Yeah. Have a little fun.
Yeah.
Karen, this is Stuttering John. When are you going to get Hillary on the Stephanie Miller show?
let's get on that.
Let's get down the brass tack. I love it.
Let's get on that. We'll both be in Philadelphia next week, I'm told.
Oh, is that right? Are
you yes.
Oh, yes.
Will you?
Going on?
Yeah. Will you come on? Will you come on live? I'm not afraid to tackle you in the convention hall.
I would love to come on live, and I would love to see her come on your show. And I will keep. You can hear there's some people. There's a lot of hard work going on around here.
I understand. Put that bug in someone's ear, Karen. Just you know.
I will. I really will.
All right.
Because I think it would be great.
It's very important, Karen, because Stephanie does a lot for, you know, Hillary and the Democratic Party. I think it would be an appropriate thing to have Hillary come on here.
And also, this is the first time Stuttering John has ever said, can I ask a question, and it ended well.
Well, I appreciate that. I guess I should be grateful.
I was like, oh, no, what's he going to ask her? Okay.
Right?
Karen, keep up the great work. We'll see you in Philly.
You too. You take care.
All right, Karen.